actually haven't heard that song for quite a while. Right over there, a song called Thank You. 25 past 10, ABC New England, Northwest. You're listening to Jennifer Ingall filling in for Anna Mulder. She'll be back with you next Monday morning. Coming up after 10:30, we go creepy but curious. We delve into the world of the dinosaurs and what we know and what we can tell from just bones that we dig up from the ground, and what 3D imaging these days can create and help scientists actually share their work, share their knowledge, and I guess help us work out what those animals millions and millions of years ago were doing. It's more the curious rather than the creepy side of our segment today. But in the meantime, let's have a bit of a chat about the Inverell Hospital, because when the member for Northern Tablelands, Adam Marshall, was elected to the seat of the Northern Tablelands, he came with a pretty big chequebook for health services, including the upgrade of the Armidale and the Inverell Hospitals. $30 million was dedicated to Inverell, and there's been a great deal of negotiation and planning already put in place. A public meeting has now been held for later this month to update the community on where things are at, and Paul Harmon is the Inverell Mayor. Good morning.
Good morning, Jennifer. Good morning, listeners.
Now, on a scale of 1 to 10, where do the improvements of the hospital sit amongst community concerns?
At a number 11. Look, it is one of those things that has been very high on the community list for a number of years. And look, to Adam's credit, he's been true to his word and said he will elevate it up the list as fast and as quick as he can, and he seems to have achieved that, and look, so we're very excited to call this public meeting, which will certainly advise the community on the next step in the clinical services plan for Inverell Hospital.
Yeah, but the community's sort of been very involved in all this, haven't they, as far as setting out what they wanted.
Look, definitely. It's been a long drawn out process over a number of years, but it certainly has gained a lot of momentum in the last few years, where there certainly were petitions signed, and I know members from the credit union were very proactive in that, sort of gathering all these signatures for Adam to take to the health minister to say, look, you know, we're a growing rural community. Our hospital is well below par, and it needs to be elevated to the significance that it needs to be to service our needs in our community here going into the future. So then that prompted a visit by the Deputy Premier prior to the election, and they committed $30 million to the redevelopment of the Inverell Hospital. And certainly there has been Louise Evans, who has came and spoke to a lot of community groups in Inverell, and I know she spoke to myself as my role as a counsellor, in what we see as the needs for our hospital, not just in the next 5 years, but sort of looking into the next 20, 25 years as our community grows. So she's gathered a lot of information and gone away to do a clinical services plan, and I'm really hoping that at this public meeting that will actually be discussed and also give an opportunity for members of the community to put any last little bits of information they need as well. And I believe there'll be a few other people there, like Michael DiLorenzo, who's part of Hunter New England Area Health. I believe he's going to be attending, and also Sarah Mitchell as well, yeah. Look, I think it's an important process, and I know we talk about processes, and sometimes it can be frustrating for the public, because I think how many processes and how many more hoops do we need to actually jump through? But I think it's an important step that we actually get it right. We just don't want to say, look, great, here's $30 million, thank you very much, let's build something, if it's not going to meet the community expectations or going into the future. So I think this is a great opportunity for our community to have a final say.
Yeah. 10:30 on ABC New England Northwest. My guest is Paul Harmon, who's the Mayor of Inverell Shire Council, just talking about a public meeting that's been called later this month with regards to the upgrade of the hospital. What have been the main things on the community's wish list?
Look, community's wish list has been, look, we've had dialysis chairs is one thing that's growing in our community, and we've had an upgrade of that area before, but certainly there's some need for that. I think there was also on the community's wish list for some MIR scanning equipment as well. But also, I think just the functionality of the hospital. Like when you actually at the Inverell Hospital, it seems so disjointed. In there seems to be a little nurse's station in some area. There's not great viewing towards a lot of the rooms. The building is quite old. So look, I think it's I'd love to see it levelled and a complete new mod would be done, but that might be a little bit beyond the scope of the $30 million. But something that provides more functionality for the staff to be able to work in a more positive environment. And I know we're never going to be back to the old days of where, you know, you fractured your arm, you get it set in Inverell and stuff. I know there's specialists, you know, that are attached to some of the larger base hospitals, but we certainly want a 21st century hospital that caters for our needs, and at the moment I think we're sort of well below par in that aspect. So that whole functionality is quite different. An area that we raised as well, I looked before and I spoke to when we had our local area command meetings and we met with the police, we certainly want to make sure the Inverell Hospital in the redevelopment stage has the ability to be able to be registered as a mental health facility as well, because there are a number of issues around people with mental health, and if they're being diagnosed and they need to actually be transported to a hospital that has those facilities, that the nearest one to us is actually Armidale. That creates problems, particularly in North Bengal. I know around the Tenerfield area, we've got somebody who needs to be transported for mental health issues, then the tie-up of all the other emergency services that actually takes. And certainly we're hoping that Inverell will also be able to be one of those registered mental health facilities as well.
Yeah. All right, so this meeting's being held on the 29th of March at the Inverell Town Hall, 6 to 8pm. Why is it important for all those members of the public that have been campaigning, that have had an interest in it, but also the rest of the community to turn up and hear what's being said?
Look, I think it's an important thing for every member of Inverell to turn up to sort of show their support for this whole project. So look, okay, we campaigned really hard to get it to this level. Let's not take our foot off the accelerator now and actually come out and support and show that this is an important thing for the Inverell community. You've got some dignitaries there from Hunter England Area Health. We've got Secretary to the Health Minister, Sarah Mitchell, being there. So it's important we show, of course, that this is an important issue for the Inverell community, and we want to make sure that our voices are heard, and also so that actually our Inverell community can actually get some feedback onto whether they've been heard in what they've said they would like to see our hospital shaped like. So I think it's a great conversation piece two-way, so that we can show support, so this is what we want, and then for those people that are in the powers that they are can actually come back and say to them, well, look, this is what we're designing for your community, and whether that's actually going to fit what the community was hoping for.
Have there been any time frames set as far as construction times and things, or are we still very much in the planning phase?
Look, still very much in the planning phase. So this is the next step in that phase of that clinical services plan, and then my understanding is that once that gets the green light, then it goes away to another department in the health department where they actually do their designing and their costing, and then we will then know when that fits into all the budget side of things. So I believe there'd have to be some money released for the actual design to actually be done, and then once that's done, then it will be then programmed in a budget, hopefully not too many years in the future, to actually say yes, we can actually start construction.
Always nice to speak to you.
Nice to speak to you too.
Thank you
Jennifer.
Paul Harmon there, the councillor and mayor of Inverell Shire Council. That public meeting, make sure that you note it in your diary, 6 to 8 p.m. Tuesday the 29th of March in the Inverell Town Hall.
It's your opportunity to talk openly about the thing your partner does that drives you crazy.
Afternoons with James Valentine.
My husband will be planning to go out and he'll just be suddenly gone, go up to the car, be sitting there.